First of all, it is undeniable that objects appear to exist from their own side. And even within Buddhism, most schools accept this appearance of things, saying that if objects such as tables, chairs, and bodies did not exist in their own right, there would be no way to posit that they exist. They say that a visual consciousness apprehending a table, for example, is valid in terms of appearing objectively established. And according to those systems, there is no way that a consciousness could be both valid and mistaken. However, according to the system of the Middle Way school following Chandrakirti, called the Consequence School, which we hold to be the most profound depiction of how phenomena exist and how they are perceived, phenomena such as tables, chairs, and bodies just plain do not exist in their own right. Visual consciousness is mistaken about how objects appear as if established in and of themselves. But that same consciousness is valid with respect to the presence of the object. In this way, a consciousness can be both valid and mistaken at the same time, valid with respect to the presence of the object and its existence, but mistaken in that the object seems to have its own independent status. Chandrakirti posits that phenomena appear to exist from their own side due to a mistaken framework of ordinary perception. In fact, nothing is established from its own side. In this way, form itself is empty. It is not made empty by emptiness. What is it that is empty? The form itself, the table itself, the body itself. In the same way, all phenomena are empty of their own inherent existence. Emptiness is not something made up by the mind. This is how things have been from the start. Appearance and emptiness are one entity and cannot be differentiated into separate entities. Meditative reflection. Consider: 1. Because persons and things are dependent arisings, they are empty of inherent existence. Being dependent, they are not self-instituting. 2. Because persons and things are empty of inherent existence, they must be dependent arisings. If phenomena did exist in their own right, they could not depend on other factors, either causes, their own parts, or thought. Since phenomena are not able to set themselves up, they can transform. 3. These two realizations should work together, the one furthering the other. Enriching practice. Understanding the reasoning of dependent arising will deepen your analysis that the I and other things are not the same as or separate from the bases on which they are set up. It will also encourage you to engage with great force in the practice of giving, morality, patience, and effort, the heart of which is love and compassion. These, in turn, will enhance your capacity for insight. All of these have to work together. We all have minds that are capable of knowledge. Therefore, if you work at it, eventually knowledge can be gained. For this, you need to read, listen to lectures, and study. You need long-term thinking, and you need to meditate. Since you are endowed with consciousness, and since emptiness is an object that can be brought to mind, your effort will yield results.